As we heard earlier, the security alerts in Paris came amid reports of an alleged terrorist plot to strike cities in Europe and possibly the U.S. The BBC security correspondent Frank Gardner in London has been getting details from intelligence officials. Here's how he describes the alleged plot.
In broad terms, it is to do something like a replica of the attacks that we saw in Mumbai, otherwise known as Bombay, in India 2 years ago. And just to remind your listeners, that was where a pretty small team, 10 gunmen, came across from Pakistan in boats at night, and they were well armed with automatic weapons, and they literally just strolled around into railway stations, cafes, and specifically two hotels, spraying indiscriminately, killing as many people as they could. And it's often been an aspiration, a kind of goal of jihadists who hate the West, to say, wouldn't it be great if we could do something like this? Let's really hurt the West. But they've always thought it's probably too difficult to do in a Western city. Now, those aspirations are thought to have moved to the planning phase, still very early on, which is why we've not seen any arrests.
Okay, so just to be clear in terms of the alleged perpetrators, when you talked about the Mumbai attacks around Thanksgiving of 2008, this was blamed on a jihadist group known as Lashkar-e-Taiba, affiliated with al-Qaeda. Is it assumed right now that the same group is responsible for this suspected plot?
No, it's a different group. This particular plot has been traced to what's known as core al-Qaeda leadership, hiding out in Waziristan in the tribal territories of Pakistan. So although, yes, if you were to kind of spin a globe and jab your finger in it, it's pretty much coming out of the same part of the world, out of Pakistan. But it's a different group. This is the rump of what's left of the people who brought us 9/11. And they haven't given up their big strategic aims to humiliate and hurt the West. What I think has emerged pretty clearly is that despite the fact the leadership is on the run, they are still initiating plans like these, which would be conducted, carried out by their followers in their host countries, their countries of residence, such as Britain, France, and Germany,
and possibly
the US for that matter.
And possibly, is there any evidence right now that there was something planned for the US?
If there is, they're not saying it. The news is sort of, it's kind of leaked out. I would almost say it's seeped out rather than leaked out. It's not been a kind of deliberate leak. You know, there have been oblique comments made by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. There have been comments made by FBI Director Robert Mueller.
These are all Americans. I mean,
the source of the story is most definitely the United States. But officials here on this side of the Atlantic have then confirmed the stories that have started to emerge in the U.S. and put a little bit more detail on it. I mean, often myself and my UK colleagues are quite envious of what a kind of rich concentration there is within the Beltway around DC of intelligence experts, both past and present, who do tend to talk rather more than they do here. You know, when British people retire from intelligence, they go off and live miles away, hundreds of miles away in some sort of remote country house, or they go up to Scotland and spend the rest of their lives walking or shooting at birds or something. But you know, in the States, you guys, when you retire, you don't move very far from the Beltway. You go and live in somewhere like Alexandria in Virginia, or, you know, Tyson's Corner or somewhere like that. And it's very easy for journalists to track people down and say, come on, what's really going on here?
Is there any kind of disconnect or dissonance between officials in the UK or in Europe, defense and security officials, and Americans at the fact that this has been leaked? I mean, has that at all compromised the investigation?
There's no question that intelligence officials, I think on both sides of the Atlantic, would much rather this story had not got out. To quote one intelligence official speaking off the record to me today, he said, we are not in a place where we'd want to be. This is not where we want to be right now. This plot is in its very early stages. You know, they're way short of amassing the weapons and actually walking around the targets. And to that extent, we'd have much rather, he said, play it a bit longer and actually make some arrests, catch people red-handed, gather some evidence, bring people to trial. I don't think they're anywhere near that. And now their worry is, obviously, that the story is out. What are the suspects going to do? Well, they're either going to flee or they're going to sit there and do nothing and wait for it all to die down and for the surveillance on them, which is undoubtedly on them, to eventually get lifted. And then they'll probably start up again.
Thank you very much. The BBC's Frank Gardner talking about this apparent al-Qaeda plot to carry out commando-style raids on cities in Britain, France, Germany, and possibly eventually the United States, although the investigation continues. Frank Gardner, thank you.
Thank you.